guess I've been a fool for you. I did everything that I thought was right and loved you with all of my might. And now I heard you're gonna cut me loose. You know you ain't treating me right. I've been to school and I ain't no fool, because I know that old driving rule. So come on, babe, you know you're driving me crazy. I guess I've been a fool for you. Did everything that I thought was right and love you with all of my might. But now I got bad news, you're gonna cut me loose. You know you ain't treating me right. I've been to school and I ain't no fool, because I know that old driving rule. So come on, babe, you know you're driving me crazy. I guess I've been a fool for you.
Man, that is almost a wonderful train wreck. Hello, it's Gully Gush OG, and man, what was this? I found this and I thought, man, that is a totally obscure thing I never ever heard about. And I don't know, fell in love with it instantly.
Sound like there's a tuba on there.
Yes, the sound wasn't
high
together
school,
at all. It was just
yeah. Band was playing from the background.
I think it would have worked, but I think the mix didn't go together at all. This guitar sound together with a thing that sounded like a tuba. It was really, really weird.
I
that
like
was
it.
Yeah, me too. I love it. I don't know, Bunny Fits or Boonie Fits. It's B-U-N-I Fits. B-U-N-I-E Fits. With Little Walter's band. That's certainly not Little Walter. That's some Little Walter. That's on the New Cat label, N-U-K-A-T, out of Virginia, I think. And I think it's an obscure record. I think it's been quite expensive for a little more than a minute of fun, but I
well,
wanted
you have
that.
A lifetime of fun with that.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. Yeah, so nice. It's us again.
We're back, number 20, episode 23.
It is indeed.
Dun, dun, dun.
And we go from Virginia to
Tennessee.
How do you know this label's from Tennessee?
Maybe it's not.
It would be weird.
I never looked it up.
You recently bought a whole bunch of those.
I just realized I played one a couple shows ago. Yeah. The Tennessee label. Mm-hmm. This is another Tennessee label, obviously. Wildcat and Women by Lee Bonds.
Mm-hmm.
So
good. Let's hear
spin it.
Oh, you wildcat woman, you're not so smart. You'll never see the day you break my heart. You can scratch, you can squall, you can climb the wall. I treat you right, but baby, that's all. You wildcat woman, you mad a tomcat man. When you were single, you might have been boss, but now sugar baby, go on and get lost. Your daddy don't mind you catting around. He's got cats all over the town. You wildcat woman, you married a tomcat man. Made for man and wife. Go on, little kitty, have your play. Your daddy's gone the other way. You wildcat woman, you're divorcing your tomcat man. You'll never see the day you break my heart. You can spread, you can squall, you can climb the wall. I treat you right, but baby, that's all. You wildcat woman, you married a tomcat man.
Meow. everybody leave my gal alone. Keep out of my way if you don't want broken bones. I'd give you the shirt right off my back, but she's my baby, stay out of my track. Go ahead, everybody leave my gal alone. I'm a-telling you, pal, to leave my dolly alone. Except for her, you can have anything that I own. You can look a little, not too much, but if you bruise real easy, then you better not touch your head. Everybody leave my gal alone. Cupid drew his little bow, zing, oh, what a hit. I feel like a stick of dynamite after the fuse is lit. Hey there, buddy, leave my gal alone. I'm easy going, but that's my danger zone. You can take my car, and that's all right, but if you mess with her, here's where we fight. Oh, hey there, buddy, leave my gal alone. Right off my back, but she's my baby, stay out of my track. Oh, hey there, buddy, leave my gal alone. I'm a-telling you, pal, to leave my dolly alone. Except for her, you can have anything that I own. You can look a little, not too much, but if you bruise real easy, then you better not touch. Oh, hey there, buddy, leave my gal alone. Cupid drew his little bow, zing, oh, what a hit. I feel like a stick of dynamite after the fuse is lit. Hey there, buddy, leave my gal alone. I'm easy going, but that's my danger zone. You can take my car, and that's all right, but if you mess with her, here's where we fight. Oh, hey there, buddy, leave my gal alone.
What was this end? What happened there? Is it like somebody dropped something? Oh, I guess the session is over.
I
thought these records go together pretty good.
That was really good. I like that.
That is one primitive bopper that, I don't know, it came out of Hollywood, California. It didn't sound like it at all.
We were in Tennessee.
You played Tennessee.
California.
Bill White with the Silhouettes on Accent. Leave My Gal Alone. Somehow an inexpensive, really primitive record. I like it. It's good.
We're going to keep the heartbreak atmosphere going, I guess.
We started that about a year, this atmosphere of heartbreak.
That's true. So we're going from California to Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, on the Adco label.
What's funny about this label?
This label, the song is
in quotes,
Hey Don. And the
artist is in quotes.
The artist is in quotes.
Why?
Kim Terry. I can't stop laughing because I'm doing air quotes.
Yes, she's doing air quotes. Why did they put the name in quotes?
I'm not sure, but they like literally put it in quotes.
It's a good record. I like it.
So another primitive bopper. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Hey, Don. Your woman's done mad at you. She caught you running around on the wrong side town, doing things you know you shouldn't do. You were dancing with the girls and giving them whirl. You're mine, no you ain't. What you wanna do, you can't. Don, your woman's done mad at you. Wish that you had to go out of town for a week so. You said that you would talk when you got time. Well, the time has come and gone and I'm sitting all alone. Don, your woman's not mad at you. You come around and I just came to town. And you know your woman's still mad at you. Hey, Don, your woman's done mad at you. She caught you the girls and giving them food. You're mine, no, you ain't. What you want to do, you can't. Don, your woman's done mad at you.
What's a cooking if you hang around? I used to chop cotton on a cotton farm. I used to feed the horses in the big red barn. I used to take potatoes right up from the ground. Now I'm dipping chili down in Memphis town. I'm a chili dipper, baby, down in Memphis town. Got the hottest dipper that has ever been found. Ain't a sugar daddy ever turned it down. And I'll show you what's a cooking if you hang around. And when I started cooking, let me tell you, Joe, I lit the front burner on the old gas stove. When I started stirring in my little black pot, my dipper got to steaming and it blew my top. I'm a chili dipper, baby, down in Memphis town. Got the hottest dipper that has ever been found. Ain't no sugar daddy ever turned it down. And I'll show you what's a cooking if you hang around. Officials holding the bag. I'm a chili dipper, baby, down in Memphis town. Got the hottest dipper that has ever been found. Ain't a sugar daddy ever turned it down. And I'll show you what's a cooking if you hang around. Ticket back to Memphis town. I'm a chili dipper, baby, down in Memphis town. Got the hottest dipper that has ever been found. Ain't a sugar daddy ever turned it down. I'll show you what's a cooking if you hang around.
How great these two records were. Fantastic.
That was really good.
Yes.
That was a kind of a jealous round because
yes,
I wanted
hers. Yeah. She wanted mine.
And we don't want to trade because no one's going to win anything. Yes. So and that's, we're just going to keep wanting each other's records, I guess. Mm-hmm.
That was Joyce Pointer, Chili Dippin' Baby on Goldenrod. And Joyce Pointer also recorded later as Joyce Love. She recorded all through the 60s, I think, on various labels. Her next 45 was on Stardy. What was the name of it? I forgot. But yeah, great. And Joyce Pointer also, she seems to be involved in this Goldenrod label, which was from somewhere in Kentucky, Scottsville, Kentucky. And
did you see Bowling Green? Or
they were recorded in Bowling Green.
Okay.
And the guy that the one reason that I know the Goldenrod label from is the absolutely amazing 45s by Harold Shutters, who later became Don Ellis. Who did Rock and Roll Mr. Moon and all those great things, horribly expensive records. And I always wanted to have a Blues of a Broken Heart and Honey Bunny. I couldn't afford it when it was for sale, so I played it to you from an LP. But we play you something else on the Goldenrod label, because
yeah.
As if the chili wasn't hot.
We got stepping out of the hot kitchen into a hot volcano. This is also the Goldenrod label. Pat Kingery.
And his Kentuckians. Yeah, and something else.
Oh, wait, here it says vocals by Jenny Cook. So look, we're cooking in the kitchen.
Right. Because I was wondering, Pat Kingery, that's a guy.
Vocals by Jenny Cook.
Yes, so fantastic set that goes together very well. And also I want to mention that this Joyce Pointer that we just heard, all the other Goldenrod label recordings for Harold Shutters and also different other records that came out were written or co-written by her. So she was pretty much well involved in that. And that's the same person as Joyce Love, just so you know.
All right.
Let's go.
Goldenrod.
Goldenrod.
come down and marry me.
I'm sorry. That was the beginning of the next
track. Drive-by.
Yeah, Harold Shutters with a once skipping, actually brand new Norton LP. I don't know why I did that, but yeah, pretty great production here, as usual, as all Norton releases. Great cover photo, by the way. Harold Shutters, Blues of a Broken Heart, the other side of Honey Bunny on Goldenrod. And there was just something, what else did I want to say about this? Probably nothing. I don't know. Yes, you see, we are coincidentally traveling through the US here.
Yeah,
where are we going now?
We're going. We're doing some safe traveling.
Safe traveling. Oh yeah, we have a still. Yeah, there's a pandemic going on. Germany's currently making a fool of.
It seems like America's a little bit easier at the moment. Like things are let up because everyone's getting their vaccinations.
Yeah.
But Germany is going to the third lockdown now.
We are the absolute world losers here in the whole game. We can't get anything done because we have just absolutely unable people there
in
power.
Most people had second waves. We're having a third wave right
yes,
now.
Yes,
so
yes, yes. It's officially the third wave now going on. It's Easter and we won't go out looking for Easter eggs. We go out looking for records.
So yeah, we're gonna travel from where were we in Kentucky?
We were in Kentucky across
the
mountains.
Across the mountains, haha! Yeah, carry me across the mountain.
This is funny how this
Benny
show
Banta
sometimes works.
On the Phoenix, yeah, we don't plan this actually. Phoenix at Arizona, that's really cool sometimes. On the Viv label, VIV.
Mm-hmm. Viv has really quite a few interesting and also rare releases. Label I'm always interested in.
Yeah, this is an interesting haunting popcorn.
It is
country. whatever. So
let's hear how that sounds.
Binti Banta.
Benny.
Benny. Benny. Benny. Benny Banta.
Put me on that flat car. Carry me far away. Carry me. Carry me across the mountain, carry me across the sea, carry me to my lover, lying beneath the magnolia tree. I hope the captain don't catch me and throw me from this terrain. Man could catch pneumonia walking in this rain. I sold my mama's locket, I sold my watch and chain. I've lost all my money gambling on this train.
So happy I got that one. Woo. That was so great. The record I've always been looking for. And it's not that incredibly rare. It's Eddie Kane, Mushroom in the Sky on Cadet Records out of New York. And, well, Rochester, New York. And also it says recorded at Fine Recording Studios. I think a few shows in the past I played you a surf record, also recorded at the Fine Studio. Something I never knew about until I discovered that. And now I keep seeing that everywhere for some reason. So, yeah, fantastic. Mushroom in the Sky. I have a semi-salvo mushroom cloud waiting for me. We get a big box tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yes.
It's sitting in customs with a year's worth of, well, yeah, I think it's quite a...
No,
well,
not even half a year.
Well, we still have more coming from the... It get sent last time.
So, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, the problem is your mom sent it, but your mom didn't do the customs declaration. So we have to go, drive an hour to pick it up and tell them, well, actually, no, that's like no value in there, which is so not true.
Yeah, so... We were going to wait till we got the box, but we just decided to...
But it was better to... I like it that we play something now, so we would go absolutely crazy if we had this box already. We would just didn't...
Don't
we didn't
know what to play! Ah!
But you do know what to play now.
Now, yeah. I'm going to play the... I can't talk about it, but I know what
can't
to play.
You?
I don't know. It's Bob Blue. You laughed when I cried. I'm always laughing. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Are you always crying?
Yes. I forgot this record.
This
I don't even know.
This is on the Dayhill label.
Wherever that is from.
Yeah, we're just going to play it nowhere US, yes. I guess.
Well, maybe I'm going to look.
Springfield. Isn't there always a Springfield somewhere?
There's always a Springfield somewhere. Normally I don't really recognize recording's originally, but somehow now it always popped right in my face, like it says on the label, which mostly it doesn't. So,
yeah.
Let's see what that sounds like.
You laugh when I cry. Yes, you laugh when I cry. Well, you broke my heart a thousand ways now. I'm not the fool who's gonna pay. You laugh when I cry. You're happy when I'm blue. I know you're happy when I'm blue. Well, you never loved me from the start. You just hung around and broke my heart. You laugh when I cry. You had your way. Now you've gotta pay. You want me back. It's too late now. You want me back. It's too late. Well, you want me back. Too darn late. I found someone who really treats me great. I'm gonna laugh when you cry. Keep on crying now. Yeah, go on and cry. My turn to laugh. Yeah, my turn to laugh right now.
Yeah.
What was that? I mean, this is such a different sounding record. When I first heard this, I wondered, what is that? Why is it? How is it? It's great. I can't really describe it. Is this a country record? It came out on a label called Perfection Sound Studios. Actually, there's a word country between.
How can you still
between.
Read that?
It is hard to read. It's a totally damaged label. Perfection Country Sound Studios. Oh, I think it's just Perfection Records. That is Lee Duncan. That's When I Cried. And the flip side is just as amazing,
really
too.
Beautiful.
Also, an absolutely... This record sounds like nothing
else.
And
absolutely, the other side?
I might play the other side. This, by the way, in our musical journey here.
We went from nowhere to somewhere.
We came from nowhere. And I don't know where we're going, but we were just in Smyrna, Georgia.
How do you say that again?
Smyrna? I don't
know. Smyrna?
Smyrna? Sounds like something in Czech. Smyrna. Smyrna. I would say that's Smyrna, Georgia. I don't know. Does it even matter?
Yeah, it's interesting. But, anyway,
Lee Duncan is not an artist I am familiar with, but I know that he had quite a few records out. Most of them were later. Didn't find anything interesting, but yeah, that's my first in touch with a guy named Lee Duncan. This is good. This is great, and this is so different.
Really good.
And also, the record before didn't really fit in that theme because also accidentally we just played small label primitive stuff.
All I realized that after I pulled out the other one that wasn't really primitive.
That was like, a big produced record, and all the other ones are really underproduced records, which I really like.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it too. Yeah. I didn't have enough. I don't have many. I brought with me actually. That's we might not have many more primitive, but this one is we're going to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
This is Texario on the Skyrocket label. Go man, go get gone.
I'm pretty sure this record skyrocketed to the charts.
Yeah, this is Texario and the El Rancho Rangers.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure this didn't skyrocket. As also this Perfection Sound Studios
was not
were
perfected.
Far from any perfect sound, but that's
which
what
makes it even
so
better.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. All right. Let's skyrocket away.
Death and doggone blues are making you sad. You're raving like crazy, cause it's driving you mad. I'll tell you what to do that'll make you glad. Go, man, go, get gone. Now don't sit around like a bump on a log, moaning and groaning like you're lost in the fog. Get up, get out, and start walking the dog. Go, man, go, get gone. Learn a lot of dance that you never knew. Do all the things that you wouldn't do. Go out honky-tonk until the night is through. The blues won't linger on. Only a fool will go moping about. Rather be a man and go gadding about. Get a cold, crazy gal and step right out. Go, man, go, get gone. Doggone blues are making you sad. You're raving like crazy, plus it's driving you mad. I'll tell you what to do that'll make you glad. Go, man, go, get gone. Now don't sit around like a bump on a log, moaning and groaning like you're lost in the fog. Get up, get out, and start walking the dog. Go, man, go, get gone. Learn a lot of dances that you never knew. Do all the things that you wouldn't do. Go out honky-tonk until the night is through. The blues won't linger on. Only a fool will go moping about. Rather be a man and go gadding about. Get a cool, crazy gal and step right out. Go, man, go, get gone.
Thank you. in my world, there's no place for tomorrow. In your world, is there a place where I could go? I wonder what my next move should be. Is there no place in this whole wide world for me? My heart within cries out to know the answer. If I must live, why must I live in misery? For someday, it seems that I'm always yearning. But almost has always been the best for me. It's the will of the wisp that's ever running, ever keeping just one step ahead of me. Must there ever be this endless circle? Is this I have now all I must know? If you know where I can find that which I'm seeking, tell me please so I can live. Where can I go? I wonder what my next move should be. Is there no place in this whole wide world for me? My heart within cries out to know the answer. If I must live, why must I live in misery?
So fantastic.
That's beautiful. I would be really jealous if I didn't just realize I had the same copy as well.
We both have a copy of that. I don't know why. This is on Gold Band out of Louisiana, of course. Gabe Dean. Somehow two copies of that popped up. And of course, we said we want this. Really where good. Should I go? Where should we go?
Yeah, Bearwell, I don't know. This is something a little disappointing. I usually bring like two big boxes with me when we do the podcast, but I was like,
we just need to fill an hour of music. So
yeah, I know. So I just brought a few, and I realized now we're doing like this more primitive around the U.S. Small label thing, and
I don't have much with me.
So I pulled out my Marvel.
That's great.
Marvel, what's it say? Hits of Tomorrow, Recorded Today.
Yes, that's what Marvel label says.
Honky Tonk Rhythm by Bobby Sisco.
Honky Tonk
Rhythm.
So
we're going to Hammond, Indiana.
It's not his strongest 45, but I think Honky Tonk Rhythm is also pretty good. You didn't cue it up or what?
I did, let's just, but...
let's just do it.
Here we go.
Yeah, another good one. That's a classic. I think most of you will know that.
So where were we at before?
We were in Louisiana.
Louisiana to Indiana.
Gold Band is also, well, kind of an interesting label. They did all sorts of things there, yeah. And a lot of Cajun Sideco stuff that I'm not into at all. Sometimes.
That's like my favorite Gold Band record, yes. I think, that I've found so far.
Mine too. I'm not a big fan of the label because many things really sounded like they weren't really done yet. Like, I have a song, it's not quite... Yeah, you once bought a Gold Band Hillbilly
LP.
I'm
trying to sell it.
And
it's really not my taste of music.
I was really curious what is on there. Really a lot of obscure Hillbilly stuff on Gold Band. And honestly, I thought every single song on this LP was crap.
Wasn't mine, yeah.
So we're really happy. We have this Gabe Dean 45.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Bobby Sisco.
Honky tonkin' rhythm. I got a feeling in my feet. It's a rhythm that's hard to beat. And it's got me walking and talking in my sleep. Now I gotta go. Yeah, I gotta go. I've got that honky tonkin' rhythm. I heard it through my window. It came from down the street. It must have been on the corner, cause it had that boogie beat. Now I gotta go. Yeah, I gotta go. I've got that honky tonkin' rhythm. Thank you.
how he always looks so bad. He must have had girl trouble, cause he always talks so sad. Now he's gotta go, yeah, he's gotta go. He's got that honky-tonkin' rhythm. He took a stroll one night, he must have heard that shout, cause he went down on the corner where my old gang hangs out. Now he's gotta go, yeah, he's gotta go. He's got that honky-tonkin' rhythm. He took a stroll one night, he must have heard that shout, cause he went down on the corner where my old gang hangs out. Now he's gotta go, yeah, he's gotta go. He's got that honky-tonkin' rhythm.
Well, a good woman's leaving, she won't be round no more. Well, a good woman's leaving, she won't be round no more. Well, go ahead, baby, don't need you no more. Well, a good woman's leaving, she won't be round no more.
Almost missed the end while looking for records.
We're getting a little crazy over what? Here trying to find
That's what it is all about, yeah. The excitement.
I'm really upset that I didn't bring something what? More with me.
Whoa. Don't you worry. Yeah. This is just, I guess our
we
listeners
never had
know.
A theme, but all of a sudden we just realized, wow,
we
this is
still don't have
nice.
A theme. We're still doing just...
We're just traveling. We're trying to find different cities or different states to travel through.
We may have told you this before, but if we ever plan to do a theme on our show, that never works out always. It's always a horrible fail. But if you just go with the flow and see what happens...
A lot of coincidences that actually yes. that fits so well together. I mean, how did that happen? We didn't mm-hmm. plan it, but no.
Where we have just been, look at this. That's Bill Flagg, of course. Go Cat Go is the other side. Good Woman's Leaving. I think I like that side more.
I like that
on Tetra,
one.
That comes out of Maine, by the way.
And way up there.
Look at this. Look at this reflection on the 45. The whole
well,
thing.
They can't
is
look
like,
at it. Are you talking to me?
It's like a spiral. You see that? It's like a weird. It's a very weird looking vinyl, actually. It looks very strange. We played you two classic Rockabilly 45s. Primitive, nice. Probably most people know that, but yeah, it's good.
We're going really far away now. I did find one from Texas. It's not the best Texas present, but whatever.
Nobody could ever say. I mean, there's so much.
Yeah, so much coming out. But we're going from Maine to Texas. This is on the Longhorn label. I can't read anything. The glare.
Silver on dark red.
Yeah, Jack Derrick and.
You should inform yourself.
And the Diamond D Ranch Boys.
What's the song?
It's really Blackmail.
As far as I remember, it has an absolute Bowman, Texas early Stardate sound. It came out on Longhorn. I don't know. To me, this is a perfect Stardate sound recording. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. By the way, anything we tell you here is like half knowledge,
half guessing
information,
just not knowing anything at all, making it up as we go along.
But we're really interested if somebody has something to say on this, like when we're talking crap again, and most of the things I talk about are the ones I have in my memory, and my memory is bad.
Yes,
and
that's why I don't say anything.
I'm talking about me. But anyway, if you asked me, this was a Stardate recording, came out on Longhorn. It's pretty good.
Yeah, and by the way, we want to mention again, if you do hear this show somewhere else, a different platform than our own website, which is gollygoshog@.de.
And there's no at in there.
So gollygoshog.de. Sorry.
Let me explain this. Yeah. Some guy wrote us to do also a podcast because he liked it. And I said, hey, where did you find us? I was just interested. And he said, well, on iTunes. What? We're on iTunes? That's a place I never wanted to be at. We're also on Amazon Music and all those places. Honestly, I hate all these companies and I hate all these places and I don't want to have anything to do with them. But since we have this RSS feed going where, you know, any podcast will be listed, it's possible for you to listen to that. The problem is they throw ads at you. They're going to interrupt the show for a Walmart ad for buying a TV set or something, which is something we do absolutely not support. So if you want to free yourself from all this, from capitalism itself, then come to us. Come to the Splain website, gollygoshog.de.
Yeah, and you can leave comments, but if you want an answer, it's better to leave, write an email to us.
Exactly.
Because
some people
also there on the page, our email address, because people write in comments and we don't know how to answer you because we don't have your information. And we don't have it. It's not like Facebook where we can comment to your comment and you get a response.
There were people who wanted to buy a record and I said, well, okay, I made an offer, but where would I go, you know, when I can't answer you? So this is the blessing and evil of having no social networking involved here. I prefer it this way, but
so let's carry on with some music. Enough jibber jabber. Blackmail.
You planned it from the start, set out to frame my heart, but I saw through your double-dealing game. Your plan fell through on you, the thing that you should do. Go hide your face and hang your head in shame. Blackmail me, baby, you can try, try, try. Blackmail me, baby, till the well runs dry. You've seen I've gotten wise to all your ways and lies. Blackmail me, baby, you can try. You put me on the spot the way you've done a lot. You figured I would leave before I love. That bait upon your line was poison all the time. I got away before you had me hooked. Blackmail me, baby, you can try, try, try. Blackmail me, baby, till the well runs dry. I'm not the scaring kind, I won't come around, you'll find. Blackmail me, baby, you can try. Tried to leave your mark, stepped on the mind and heart. You thought you had me shackled and well chained, but when I broke those ties, your angel-like disguise was gone just like the moth that touched the flame. Blackmail me, baby, you can try, try, try. Blackmail me, baby, till the well runs dry. The love I offered you, I share with someone true. Blackmail me, baby, you can try.
Gawa's totally freaking out here.
Out.
Why are you so stressed? This radio show is a fun thing that we do just for ourselves. Now you're beginning to freak out.
I just want to be able to play what I want to play, and I didn't bring all the things that would fit with this show so well.
There is no theme. And yeah. But by the way, the theme of this show is... No. It was another nice little rockabilly classic here. Don Head, Going Strong. That is on Dub. Came out of Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
What's that you got?
Well, I finally found something.
You got wheels. I see you got wheels.
That's John Rollins on the Faber label.
I mean, if your name is Rollins, then you better have wheels.
Rollins.
Wheels, Rollins. You're not even excited about my bad jokes. How can somebody not laugh about that?
It's kind of hard to be excited anymore.
What's the matter with you?
I'm just kidding. I love your bad jokes.
Everybody does.
I got wheels with John Rollins. Yeah, this is what, Burbank, California? I forget where the Faber.
What is
label.
It on? I don't see it.
Faber.
On Faber?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Oh, wait. Yeah, it is Burbank, California. It says it on the label.
You see? All right, it's crazy.
Let's go surfing.
I flying high, riding easy. Don't want a girl to ever tease me, cause I got wheels that will carry me over endless miles of highway. Just drive my story, you better start working. Or on the green chain, we'll be jerking. But what he didn't know was that highway is the only home I've ever known. So flying high, riding easy. Don't want the girl ever tease me, cause I got wheels that will carry me. Smiles to the highway. I've got a girl, I'm gonna see her. I've got a girl, I love to please her. But if she says she wants to marry, I'll just move on down those endless miles to the highway. So flying high, riding easy. Don't want the girl to tease me, cause I got wheels that will carry me over endless miles of highway. Just a moving down those endless miles of highway. Just a moving down those endless miles of highway.
Let's have some rocking Liza.
I'm sorry, I didn't cue this up right. Yeah, I guess I can announce this now. This is an incredibly loud pressing. And I have no idea where it's from, so it's not even interesting what region it is. It's a band called The Go-Karts, Rockin' Liza, with a horrible stupid intro.
With
but man,
wheels and go-karts.
Yes, that's why I thought about it. It's a really loud pressing. I have to turn this down. Great rocker, primitive stupid, here it is.
Like, let's have some rocking Liza.
Sound. Wait a second. Do you hear that?
Why is there a mouse in your microphone?
I don't know. It sounds weird, huh? Cool. That's the sound of the run-out grooves. Okay, let's stop this. The Go-Karts, Rockin' Liza. Actually, nothing special, but I liked it.
It's crazy.
Is it?
I liked it.
Good.
Yeah. And this is also just, yeah, it doesn't really fit the, I guess.
Oh, Rebel Heart, Larry Hall. That's something you can't really go wrong with.
Exactly. That's, well, you just announced it, so that's Strand Records. Rebel Heart, Larry Hall.
Yes. Again. And, yeah, so by the way, an hour has passed already. Oh, time goes by.
Yeah.
I think we don't have much to play after that anymore. I want to end with a repro tonight because it's great. I've never seen an original of that. And shall I play? Let me think about
it. You play one more thing and then I'll play one.
Yes.
We have four more to go for.
That's
great.
Okay.
And then
it's going to be a long show then. Let's go.
Exactly just what I was looking for, but a trouble always seems to find its way to my door. I was just a lonely boy who had a bad start. I got stuck with the rebel heart. I used to find myself a-fighting over nothing at all, talking back and running wild to me was having a ball. I was just a lonely boy, I had a bad start. I got stuck with the rebel heart. I didn't mean to be bad. It's just that I never had someone to say I belong. And for a guy like I am, being alone is wrong. But then you came into my life and I was never the same. With your tenderness, your cool caress, you made this tiger tame. Now I know and so do you, you knew from the start. My rebel heart was just looking for love. Just that I never had someone to say I belong. And for a guy like I am, being alone is wrong. But then you came into my life and I was never the same. With your tenderness, your cool caress, you made this tiger tame. Now I know and so do you, you knew from the start. My rebel heart was just looking for love. Rebel
No, Scabba, you're shrinking, you're shrinking.
While sitting in the park beneath the shady tree, I heard the strangest sound closing in on me. Looked up at the sky and then looked all around. It seems as though the sound was coming from the ground. I got up from the grass, tried my best to run. I couldn't lift my legs, thought my days were done. I've never been so scared, it was so very weird. A tree began to shrink until it disappeared. Day I met my girl and took her to a show. We started walking home, walking kinda slow. 'Twas then I heard that sound, just like the other day. My girl began to shrink, I saw her fade away. There goes that sound again, freezing in my tracks. My hands are getting small, I'm shrinking in my slacks. It's very dark in here, I'm sitting in my shoes. There goes that sound again.
I mean, you can love it or hate it. I think it is absolutely genius. Scabba, where are you? Why are you so small? Isn't that fantastic? I guess we can call this, I guess we can call this a novelty record.
That's so great. I love it.
What is it that they made the sound with? There is this hose, this kind of, you have a hose that you turn one way and goes, oop, and it goes, oop. And if you shake it, it goes like the sound. That was the name of the record. The Sound by Vic Ciro or Ciro, C-R-I-O.
Ciro.
That's on Jubilee Records.
Cairo, that is a, Cairo. No,
Cairo. No, no, it's only a Ciro or Cairo. This is a great record. It was probably nonsense, and I think it was like...
I really love it.
This is fantastic. yes, and that was our way to get out of here because we have two more records to play. What you got?
Well, since we've been here and we've been there and we've been nowhere and we've been somewhere... we've been about 10,000 miles, I think, between cities and states back and forth. This is Jerry Wayne, 10,000 miles.
Which is just
on the GMP label.
Which is GMP Crescendo. It was later called G Norman Presents. That's what GMP stands for. And 10,000 miles is pretty much just a ripoff of 9,000 miles. What
it's
is
a lot further.
It's a lot further, but so it's exact further. Same song.
Even, like, what are
the writing credits on here?
I have to look. I can't glare.
You should have better eyes.
Too bad there's a glare.
The writing credits. Yeah.
Also, Jerry Wayne. Yeah,
he really took 900 Miles from Home, a song that's been covered about 10,000 times, and he called it his own song by just renaming it. That is pretty mean. We end the show with a song that I thought, you know, on our musical journey, we've been everywhere. I was thinking, man, Benny Cliff, of course, Shake 'Em Up Rock, the most classic Oregon rockabilly record ever to be made. That everybody heard about a million times. It's great, but I can't hear that again, and I will never see an original because it's like a $3,000 record. I have a repro, and I'm playing the flip side, which nobody ever plays, The Breaking Point, an absolutely unusual, quiet, fantastic song that nobody ever plays, and I wonder why that is. And
it's
I think we're all at
the breaking point.
We are all at the breaking point, maybe,
it's pretty much
be it
exactly,
good or bad.
It's almost exactly a year. It's March 20-something.
Maybe, yeah, actually, almost. It's like a year
like
and a couple
something.
Of days that
yeah.
we did
first
our first show.
Yes. Our first show, actually,
so,
yeah. So.
So maybe let's be positive and call this The Breaking Point.
First, let's go 10,000 miles.
Yes. Thank you for listening, Gali Gashoji, as usual, with Highfalutin Mama.
Who am I? I'm Highfalutin Mama.
And Mighty Mishka. I guess I'll see you next time, and maybe we have a we have a big box to open tomorrow from the customs. So let's see what's there.
Ciao.
Ciao.
10,000 miles is a long way from home. I'm walking down the track. I've got tears in my eyes, trying to find a place to call my own. But the farther that you roam, the more you wish that you were home, when it's 10,000 miles all alone. And you hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow, that long lonesome train whistling down. I've crossed the burning sands, I've sailed the seven seas, I've climbed the highest mountain made of stone. But the saddest blow by far is to find wherever you are, you're just 10,000 miles from your home. And you hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow, that long lonesome train whistling down. I've met farmers on their land, traded tales with factory hands, the people everywhere I've met and known. But when all is
is said and done, people everywhere are one, and you're 10,000 miles from your home. And you hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow, that long, lonesome train whistling down. If my woman waits for me, my traveling days are done. At last I'll have a place to call my own. I had to search the whole world wide to find my places at her side, and I'm 10,000 miles from my home. Oh, I'll never hear that lonesome whistle blow, that long, lonesome train whistling down.
For her and placed her on a pedestal, but time after time she shattered my pride, and oh, my love was gone like a tide. She thought that my love would never grow cold. The things that she did were brazen and bold. My heart is torn like leaves from a tree. The breaking point will set me free. How much can I take? How far will it go? Until my life's dreams are done. The way that I feel, I wanted to run. For the day the breaking point comes. That my love would never go cold. The things that she did were brazen and bold. My heart is torn like leaves from a tree. The breaking point will set me free. How much can I take? How far will it go? Until my life's dreams are done. The way that I feel, I wanted to run. Oh, the day the breaking point comes. The day the breaking point comes.
It almost sounds like he's singing about when his live streams are done. Anyway, this live stream is done. Goodbye.